Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, yo, say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall, and I've got a scoop for you. And we all know there's a lot of podcasts out there, and I encourage you to check out this one. It's called Going In Raw. You heard it here first. Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We're going to try to keep this one brief today. It's Wednesday. Royal Rumble's coming up this weekend. We'll be doing live reactions to that and Worlds Collide.
We got predictions coming up soon, too. Cal
Jack's, going to be with us for
maybe
Royal
Hilton.
Rumble.
Maybe Hilton. We're going to get an extra chair, more microphones.
My review of Uncut Gems is up right now at youtube.com/friendoville. Larson,
hold on. When's the Cats review coming?
When's the what?
Cats.
When is it in theaters? It's out of theaters, man. It's unavailable for me to watch.
As soon it's got to be somewhere nearby.
Once it's available for me to watch, I'll review it. What's in the news?
Oh, what's in the news? Yeah, first, let's talk Brody Lee, Luke Harper. According to the Wrestling Observer himself, Dave Meltzer, he's got his sights set to New Japan Pro Wrestling. He's interested for working for New Japan.
Cool.
Which, if you're a wrestler who loves wrestling and likes to put on good wrestling matches, that is where I would think anybody would want to go.
I kind of want him for leader of the Dark Order.
Well, I mean, that's not to say they both can't happen.
I think I'd actually prefer... I'd like to see what he can do in New Japan. That'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm. I saw it. He posted a picture, or Marty Scurll posted a picture of himself with Luke Harper several weeks back and just said Villain Enterprises.
That'd be cool with him in Ring of Honor as well. Nah, I'd rather New Japan.
Yeah, New Japan or AEW.
I mean, I feel like the thing is, in New Japan, you can sort of show off your actual wrestling chops.
Exactly.
Without being bogged down. Let's say he goes to AEW, and they could do something really cool with him, or, you know.
Or they can make him leader of Dark Order.
Sometimes their stories could be maybe a little bit of a turd.
Yeah.
And in New Japan, you know what you're getting. He's going to go in there, he's going to wrestle, and we're going to see what this guy can do.
Yeah.
And he'll build his reputation on that.
Exactly.
That's the best way to do it.
And if you really want to showcase your abilities in the ring, especially if you're thinking, hey, I'm going to stick it to my former employer, WWE.
Yeah.
New Japan's the place to go.
I kind of feel like on the Meltzer meter of reliability in this case, it's probably pretty high. It wouldn't surprise me if he probably talked to him directly.
If nothing else, it's a pretty safe bet.
Yeah, yeah.
You got your release from WWE. Once your 90 days is up, he's going to be a much sought after free agent,
sure.
I would assume.
Yeah.
But I think as we've seen with other wrestlers, you really want to kind of rehabilitate your career.
New Japan's
the place to go, man.
It is, because you're not making the immediate leap to another North American thing where, you know, they're going to expect what's he going to say about WWE?
Yeah, you go there, you reinvent yourself, showcase what you can do. And then, assuming, you know, he's the wrestler of the caliber we all think he is and expect him to be, you can name his price, basically.
Boom. Go back to WWE.
How about that?
So this was scary, man.
Yes.
Asuka posted on Twitter that she was at, is this Fashion Show Mall?
Yeah, in Vegas on the Strip.
Oh, I love Vegas. But she posted, sorry, my mind was elsewhere with someone else. She said, I just escaped. There was a scream in front of me at Fashion Show Mall. It was like shooting. #guess near the shooting range. protected me. I think we can assume that she's saying the guest shop near the area that the shooting was happening.
Yeah, she tweeted again after that, "I heard screams from outside the door several times after fleeing to guests. Hashtag fashion show mall." And so CBS, the local CBS affiliate in Las Vegas, reporting, quote, according to Metro, that's the police, "It all unfolded Tuesday evening when a group of juveniles got into an argument. Authorities said right before the group was about to get into a fight, one person pulled out a gun and fired it into the crowd."
Freaking kids, man.
"The victims were transported to the hospital and are expected to live," police reported. Metro said one was shot in the face, another in the leg, and bullets hit a third person in the chest and the face.
And nobody died?
No.
Wow. They are lucky. Because face, chest.
It could have been just, you know, grazed.
Yeah. No, I know. But still, you're an inch away from, you're several inches away from brain.
I know.
That's horrible, man.
That is horrifying. It sucks. Seemingly only in this country where you go any public place and you get to run the risk of like walking into a mass shooting.
I know. It's horrible.
It sucks.
It does suck. What the hell are we doing over here? What's going on with this? Yeah, I went to the UK. You know what they're concerned about over there? Knife violence. You know what you do? You know what you do?
I was going to ask, what's your advice
for a
knife fight?
A guy with a knife, you run away. You charge a guy with a gun, you run away from a guy with a knife. You know, that's the problem they have over there. And that's like nothing. That's like nothing. It's nothing. Over here, it's insane, man. We got to fix that.
We do.
In lighter news... This is great.
This is
my story. I was shocked when you told me that. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
This made my day. So, Deadline is reporting that the hammer wielding luchador that we saw at Triple Mania 27, Blue Demon Jr., is set to potentially star in his own TV pilot on the Disney Channel. The dude who beat up Dr. Wagner with a hammer and ultimately defeat him after hit him over the head with a cinder block.
Yeah, man.
Is going to potentially have a Disney Channel pilot. This is what Deadline had to say. Quote, "Disney Channel has given a cast contingent pilot order." Cast contingent, that means they got to fill out the rest of the cast.
Okay, sure.
They can't fill out the rest of the cast to their satisfaction. Not going to happen. Cast contingent pilot order to Ultraviolet and Blue Demon, a superhero coming-of-age luchador action comedy from a girl's point of view, starring and executive produced by Mexican luchador and professional wrestler Blue Demon Jr., while adding, the story does, the show, quote, centers on 13-year-old Violet, who is stunned when a magical luchador mask chooses her to be the successor to her uncle, the famed luchador Blue Demon Jr., who will be playing a version of himself. I assume one that doesn't wield the hammer.
That's great.
Who is actually a secret superhero. Violet will now begin her own secret superhero training, all while having to navigate the universal ups and downs of coming of age while keeping her new alter ego a secret.
So as you can see on the screen here, this is the guy that whose back is towards the camera is going to be on a Disney channel show.
Yeah.
Bequeathing his Blue Demon Jr. mask, apparently, to a young girl. I wonder if she will then have powers of Cinderblock. Here's another one. This is just him post-match. Oh, this guy right here is going to be on the Disney Channel, hopefully.
Well, it's cast contingent.
Are we going to make this our reviews of this show Patreon exclusive?
Maybe. Maybe.
Because that sounds...
The idea of Blue Demon Jr. Being on a Disney Channel show.
Yeah.
That's intriguing.
Yeah. That sounds like an Adult Swim show I'd want to see.
Uh-huh.
Because it'd be like, you know, this Disney show, it's going to be all like, oh, sweet and
well,
coming
it'd be very
of age.
Family friendly.
And family friendly on Adult Swim.
It would be weird.
It would be really weird.
They would
weird.
Embrace the cinder blocks and the
She'd
hammers.
She'd be like, you know, picked on at school. And then she'd summon Blue Demon. She'd summon Blue Demon and say, you know, hola. Here's a hammer, you know. And she goes around and hammering
her
bullets.
Behind her in the cafeteria, and the guy's like leaning on the table being a bully. Yeah. Bang! Hammer to the hand to the bully.
It's just a cinder block explodes on his head.
Yeah.
This bully. So
and he can just be like, "Hey, it's okay. It's all a work."
Holy moly, that'd be muy delicioso, delicioso.
Yeah, oh man.
Anyway, I wonder if Mr. Triple Mania is going to be all about that.
Oh,
Juan Guerrero
that's
Jr.
That's a good question.
Is he confirmed in the Guerrero family? Guerrero is the last name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways, this is exciting. Not quite as exciting as Blue Demon on the Disney
I don't
Channel.
Know. Maybe we should actually look into going on one of these Jericho cruises, because next time Triple Whammy, the third Jericho Cruise is going to be called. There's going to be a live taping of Dynamite. Cody said after the taping
yeah.
of Dynamite yesterday, no spoilers. We'll get to a preview in a minute, but no spoilers here.
Yeah.
That next year they're going to do it again on the boat, and they're going to do it live.
Yeah.
Not taped, live.
Live.
Which I would assume would be quite a feat, assuming they're out in open waters. They're going to have like a satellite link up. Apparently they had two tapes. They flew on two charter planes to get the tapes to Atlanta to air today in case something happened to one tape. There's another tape on the way.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So that we'll definitely be able to watch it tonight.
Yeah. You don't want to go on the Jericho Cruise? It looks like fun.
Nah, man. No.
Saw the monsters on it. He's been tweeting about it. It looks like a blast.
Oh, that's a selling point for me.
Yeah.
That's a shoot. Maybe. We'll think about it.
Well, you got a thing with boats?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this because of the fishing thing we did?
Well, yours isn't the only fishing thing I've done.
Okay, the fishing things you've done.
Yeah.
Well, there's not going to be any fishing involved. You see the video of Moxley singing Sweet Caroline?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's all good. I feel like all that stuff I can get at like StarCast, though.
Assuming there is another StarCast.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Here's the thing. If I let's go on the Jericho cruise. Like the wives are going to want to come.
Yeah.
If I'm going to go on a cruise with a wife, I'm going to go on a proper cruise, not a Jericho cruise.
No.
That's the thing. I'm not going to be able to get any work done.
Well, here's the thing. Like, if I said to my wife, hey, Steve and I are going to go on the cruise. I'm going to go. It's a wrestling cruise.
Yeah, Lacey won't care. She'll be like, I don't care. Whatever you do, I do. So it's probably a no for me.
For me, it's just the expense of it. It's a situation where it's cost prohibitive because it's not like we'll be able to sell shirts on the boat. I guess we could, but...
It'd be cool if they had like a StarCast on a boat. Hey, if the StarCast goes to Jericho Cruise, I'm there. I'll be there.
So that'd be a great idea. I wonder if they haven't done that before.
We should. Maybe they don't even think about it. We should tell them.
All right. Conrad, if you're listening.
Conrad, if you're listening. Anyways.
StarCast on a boat.
StarCast on a boat. Who wouldn't want that?
All right. Speaking of AEW, let's talk preview for tonight's show. Here's what's on the docket. Got a tag team bout between SCU. Sorry, tag team championship bout. Between SCU and Kenny Omega and Hangman Page.
Yeah, and then we also have Priscilla Kelly versus Britt. Here's the thing. I've loved to look at the spoilers, so I literally can't. I'm going to do my best poker face because I don't want anybody out there watching this.
Oh, you have looked at the spoilers?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
I did too.
So I'm not going to say anything about this
stuff. Yeah, Priscilla Kelly versus Britt Baker.
That I'm looking for. I love Priscilla Kelly. She's great.
She needs
to get signed by AEW.
Yeah.
Some people have said maybe she's with MLW. That's never seemed to be a problem for anybody else in the past getting out of those contracts. No.
Jurassic Express versus the Inner Circle in 6-man tag action.
That should be cool.
MJF versus Joey Janela.
That should be good.
And then main event, I would assume, since it's listed last year on the Wrestling Observer preview, John Moxley taking on Pac. Winner, Pac. Number one contender for AEW title.
Even the guy on TNT's promo stuff says Pac correctly. Did you see a little promo of him? I don't know what it's from.
Says the Honey Badger.
Yeah, I'm going to know your face off. I'm going to know your busted face off.
That's pretty funny.
NXT preview, Keith Lee, CM Punk's pick. Yeah. To win the Royal
That's
Rumble.
A solid pick, man. That's a sound pick.
I'm actually kind of shocked. We came in today. CM Punk was on backstage last night, and he didn't make news by calling anybody, by telling anybody to SD or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
A blood-covered D. Mm. So good job, CM Punk.
Well, I mean, he did that on Twitter, so give it time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Keith Lee, he's taking on Roddy Strong for the North American title.
Yeah.
You got two semifinal matches for the Dusty Classic. First, Broserweight's taking on Imperium.
Oh, classic.
And then Undisputed Era versus
Grizzled Young Veterans.
The next entry here, courtesy of WWE.com, how will tensions arise ahead of Worlds Collide? So they're talking Finn, Ilya, DIY, Mustache Mountain.
I'd love to see Ilya there at Full Sail. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I'm a big Ilya fan now. Turn around completely.
It's like 95% of the time that happens.
He never had go away heat with me. He had what is this goofiness heat with me.
Yeah.
But now I love it.
And finally, I think it was just announced this morning via Shawn Michaels on the bump. Tony Storm versus Io Shirai.
Whoa.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, she's just in NXT now, right?
I mean, Storm?
She's got Worlds Collide coming up against Rhea Ripley. But I kind of feel like that's going to be
my
her.
Understanding. She might have another match. At least one more match in NXT UK that's on the latest round of tapings.
Okay. All right. All right.
At least
fair
one
enough.
More.
Cool. Right on.
All
right.
There's this package that came for me.
Yeah.
Should we open this?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
It's heavy. I wonder what it is. I don't know who it's from. You just picked it. Is the only thing in the mailbox?
Solamente. Only thing. I know Draft House Games said they're sending us something, but no say. You guys can send us stuff. P.O. Box 1814, Orange Vale, California, 95662. It's in the description of this episode, so you can check that out. Let me get this tape ready. Come on, big strong boy. Larson versus tape. Who will win?
Tape goes over.
Tape goes over. Tape book strong. What's that guy?
It says, your season went to crap. Just trust the process, the commissioner.
Oh, wow. Is that Zach Stolpa? Or the commissioner? No, who's the commissioner? Who's the commissioner?
Well, I would assume...
Thayer Thabata League?
Thayer Thabata League.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. Look at that.
This is the best thing.
Were you in last place?
I was in last place.
Oh, man.
I'm trusting the process. I decided to rebuild middle of the season.
The prodigy no more.
Thank you very much. This is amazing.
It's a little toilet.
I get my own potty.
Yeah. What does it say there?
It says 2019 Friendo Fantasy League last place and Larson. Thank you very much there.
Wow. Shocking.
That's amazing.
Come on, man. Are you going to have a better showing next year? What's going on?
I am. I'm rebuilding, man. I got 4 first round picks.
Who just rebuilds in the first year?
When you realize your team is not going to be able to.
Be honest. Did you tank?
Second half of the season, yeah.
You aimed to tank. You actually sat.
No.
Did you set lineups?
I always set my lineup. I always had a full lineup.
Okay, all right.
But
what
I just didn't necessarily field maybe the players who had the best matchup.
All right, fair enough.
I totally tanked. I was very transparent about that fact.
That should be illegal. He should kick you out of the league. Thanks, everybody, for watching.
That's a sound strategy in a long-term league.
Definitely appreciate it.
For the Sixers.
And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.